Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:14, maybe some fog still around. Be aware of that and be safe if you can. Anita Raj joins us now, our friend, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute. Good morning, Dr. Raj. How are you?
Good morning. It's early, but I'm good. Thank you.
Well, it's early for you. For me, I'm about ready for lunch. Let's talk about the new study that is out on the LAVEX study. Explain to people what that is, please.
Yeah, so what we do is every couple of years we do a survey that involves a statewide sample of adults in Louisiana to be able to get population estimates of key issues of experiences of violence that have occurred for people in Louisiana. And so we've done it again, and we've just released the 2025 data today.
What did it show?
Well, it showed a few things. There's still people have a lot of violence experiences. You know, we definitely see that about half of people have had physical violence in their lifetime. About half of people have had, half of women and about a third of men have had sexual violence in their lifetime. And about half of all people have had IPV in their lifetime, what we call intimate partner violence or domestic violence. But there's some interesting news that relates to just what the shifts look like from 2023 to 2025, mm-hmm. which looks like we're seeing a slight decline in experiences of sexual violence. And that includes sexual harassment, exploitation, coercion, and assault. So that's some good news on the horizon, despite just ongoing high prevalence.
Is there any way to determine whether it's a decrease in the actual violence or just a decrease in reporting?
Yeah, it's hard to know that. There's no reason that we would anticipate a decrease in what people are saying just in a two-year period. Mm-hmm. Also, the other thing is that it's not so different than what we saw. If you look at the decrease, that's specific to past year experiences. Mm-hmm. So we don't see that difference in ever experiences. So we don't think it's just a mark of fewer people who are disclosing the violence on the survey. Also, we're not seeing it in domestic violence. So that tells us something. The other thing is that the decrease that we're seeing, if you look more carefully for what it is for women and men, the kinds of verbal sexual harassment that people experience, that's where you see it for both women and men. And for women, you're seeing it in some of these more aggressive forms like assault and exploitation. So that tells us that there may be something going on here that's a bit of good news at a time when we're worried about ongoing rates of violence. And again, no change for domestic violence. So this is something we're seeing in just these issues of sexual harassment, coercion, assault, and really more for women. And that's probably more for women because it's just more likely to happen for women.
How are you defining physical violence?
Yeah, so physical violence can be any sort of physical contact of harm, but it also includes use of a knife or a gun, so a weapon. In the case of physical violence, the other interesting finding is that we do see a decline, but that's only true for men. It's not true for women. And that really corresponds with the fact that we're not seeing any shifts in domestic violence or what we call intimate partner violence. Because most of the physical violence women experience, it's more likely to be from a partner.
When it comes to the sexual aspect of it, and I want to keep this as family friendly as I can, there are different types of this, right? I mean, there's verbal, there's cyber, physical, et cetera. Yeah. Do you want to get into some of the definitions of those?
Yeah, so we ask a few different kinds of questions. So we look at verbal, which, you know, you can think of as some people would have called it catcalling in the day. And, you know, that has really, we think that that decline is actually occurring because people have a greater consciousness that that isn't acceptable behavior, that a lot of women who experienced it were being harmed. Cybersexual harassment is that kind of harassment that can occur to digital technologies. Mm-hmm. And that's one where we don't really see the decline in quite the same way. And in fact, what we see nationally is that that continues to go up. Now, one of the reasons we think that's going up is that it's a kind of abuse that more and more people can have access to because of the nature of it, and it's getting, unfortunately, easier and easier to do because technologies are just getting that much easier to apply. We have something what we call aggressive sexual harassment physical, where there's actual grabbing, there's a touching involved, or there's stalking involved. We have something we call quid pro quo, which you could view as sexual exploitation, and then forced sex, which, you know, meets the definition of rape in Louisiana. So those are the different kinds. And the one that I'm sort of keeping an eye on is the cyber sexual harassment, because this is good news, but I think we need to be watchful about the cyber sexual harassment situation because, again, technologies and the ability to do, you know, what people call sometimes deep fakes, and we had an incident recently about that. Right. It's just easier. And so that's something we're going to keep an eye on. And what I don't have broken down as easily, and we will try to get this to people once we have more time, we like to get the data out as fast as possible. We're trying to understand when these things are first happening. But I don't have it for what's happening for kids in the schools right now.
All right, let me take a break.
And I am worried.
All right, we'll pick it up. We come back and we'll talk about where it's happening and some of the consequences of this violence. We're talking to Dr. Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute, The Violence in Louisiana. A new study is out. It's called, tell me again, Doctor, the name of it. I don't have it in front of me right now.
LAVEX. It's called LAVEX, Louisiana Violence Experience.
And it stands for violence that you've ever been exposed to, correct?
Exactly, violence gotcha. Experiences.
Gotcha. All right, we'll pick it up when we come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute, about the LAVEX report that's out for 2025 regarding violence as it relates to women and men. Doc, let's talk about some of the, the location.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As for this, is there a place where it happens more than the other?
Yeah, there's two places where this is most likely to happen. A lot of people talk about things like workplace, but you know, what we see is it happens most times. A lot of people are talking about it happening in the home, whether it's physical violence or sexual violence. And that includes things like harassment. And then for women, you see a lot of women saying the sexual harassment sort of things happen in public spaces. For men, you see the violence in public spaces. But one of the things I think is a key finding that I haven't really heard of people talk about as much is a lot of these kinds of, you know, abuses, the physical violence and the sexual harassment sort of things, for men, when they're talking about home, they're talking about family. These are family members. And I'm not talking about what's happening when they're kids. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what's happened in the past year for men. And so there's definitely some family dynamics that we don't really discuss enough or understand enough about how men are treating each other in families that I think needs to get a look at.
Wow. Tell me about consequences of physical violence.
So for the most part, what the major consequences, we look to see, you know, what happened in terms of reporting, et cetera. Most people in all cases of the different types of violence, we don't tend to see people reporting. Certainly people are more likely to report if it's stranger violence and if it, you know, involves a gun or some sort of, you know, major physical aggression or threat. But for the most part, people often don't report these kind of abuses, and that's more true in cases like sexual harassment and certainly in partner violence as well. But the major consequences we do see are things like their depression, anxiety, suicidality. For the sexual harassment and violence and for intimate partner violence, we see a lot of changes in what people do with their lives. They stop work, they stop school, they change jobs, they change where they live. And it's a way, we think this is the way that they're working to protect themselves, but it's a lot of life disruption. And, you know, that has economic consequences as well as these mental consequences that we're talking about.
What stood out to you, Dr. Raj, about this report?
Well, I think the two things that probably stood out to me most are that we're seeing this decline for women in sexual violence and sexual harassment that we don't see with men in the same way. And we're seeing the decline in physical violence for men, and we're not seeing it in the same way for women, and corresponding to that, not seeing the intimate partner violence declines. And I think this has to do with what's happening in homes. I think that there are, you know, we've been seeing the steady decline in crime in Louisiana and a lot of the country, but I am not sure that we have done what we need to make sure people are safe in their own homes in the way they need to be.
And do you know what the cause would be for that?
I think that, well, there's a lot of questions about why we're seeing less violence, you know, in public spaces, mm-hmm. and generally crime, why that's going down. Certainly we know that when there's more economic security, we see better results, but we're hitting into the time but even last year we had less economic security. So it's interesting that we're still seeing that. I don't know if we have better supports out there for people or if there's better, consciousness around things like sexual harassment and kind of surveillance systems around any kind of more physical violence than there once was out in the streets, and we just really haven't had those same kind of effects in households.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it as always. Dr. Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute. 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Osin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.